Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, March 20th, 2024 edition of the Sands United Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I brought up a quick case study today about an IP address that is hunting firewalls. I should probably say more correctly, perimeter secure devices. There are also some Zelle gateways and the like part of this. This is, of course, something that we have been talking about for a couple of years now, that these devices and their vulnerabilities are a prime target for attackers. This particular IP address has been added since about December 7th last year. Started looking for Fortinet devices at first. Actually, interestingly, a couple days before a patch was released for a particular vulnerability there. And more recently, in the last few days, we sort of spread out and looking now for vulnerabilities in like WatchGuard, Palo Alto, Ivanti or Pulse Secure, F5, Citrix, and Cisco. So really sort of your full set of devices. There was a question from one of the handlers if there's any 40-gate devices here. Didn't see any attacks against those specific devices. But really what this attacker is doing is more scanning for potential vulnerable devices to possibly then exploit them once an exploit becomes available for one of these devices. And this has been a little bit sort of a challenge for attackers because typically after a new exploit is released, well, devices are pretty much being exploited within sort of a day or so. So wrote about this, I think, last week as well. You don't really have time to patch, but attackers also don't have time to attack these devices because otherwise they're running into situations where existing attackers will evict them from any vulnerable devices that they may find. And talking about Fortinet, we now do have an exploit available for a relatively new FortiOS vulnerability. This vulnerability was patched in February. And yes, this exploit is available. It's not a really straightforward vulnerability. It takes a little bit of work to really understand it. There is a GitHub repo I'll link to. As always, treat it with the respect and caution it deserves. This particular vulnerability, I haven't seen any exploit attempts in our honeypots yet for this. Just checked before starting the recording. I did, however, see some hits for the particular URL going back to sort of mid to late January and very early February. Have to look at it closer. Maybe I'll write this up a little bit tomorrow to see if this was some kind of precursor here or just someone who happened to use this particular vulnerability to fingerprint Fortinet FortiOS devices. And with the increase in the value of Bitcoins, crypto coin scams are making sort of a big comeback. The FBI released its annual report for 2023 and noted that crypto coin scams are actually outranking ransomware in the amount of damage cost. The report is pretty good understanding the scale of losses caused by different types of cybercrime, but of course, realize as usual that this is just reported losses, not necessarily all losses caused by different cybercrimes. In particular, smaller ones, of course, are often not at all reported and not always clear how realistic some of the reported losses are. And apparently, there are a couple of issues with the latest macOS Sonoma update 14.4. Probably the one that may be the most critical here is that Java apparently is having issues if you are running an Apple chip, one of the M series ARM chips. Also, some issues with USB ports apparently. printers and a couple other things. Particular, actually also these paste and iLock copy protection systems. If you have software that depends on that, you may run into issues. Not sure how common they actually are. Anyway, if you're running into any of these issues, yes, this may be because you upgraded your Mac OS. Well, this is it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.